Last week in this chamber, the First Minister said, the North West is thriving. The response from my constituents in the interim has been one of disbelief. We do welcome any positivity for Derry. Last week we welcomed four ministers to mark the start of work at the DNA Museum. But let's be honest, we're not thriving. We're barely surviving, and we're surviving despite this executive, not because of it. If anything has happened, it has at least shown the public how detached the executive is from reality. This week, Echo Echo, one of our flagship arts organisations, will close its doors. Arts investment in the West is woeful. The legacy of the City of Culture has never been built upon. But sure, the North West is thriving. The executive has ignored calls to save our crisis intervention service, despite the fact that we have among the highest stats for suicide on these islands. But sure, the North West is thriving. When Derry jobs were cut at BT, there was no intervention to save them. Staff were let go, or the lucky ones offered roles in Belfast. In recent weeks, thousands of new jobs have been announced in Belfast. For Derry, nothing, nowhere near anything in that stratosphere. That's not regional balance. That's the exact opposite. But sure, the North West is thriving. One in five children across the North live in poverty. That's a disgrace in itself. But in Derry, that raises to one in four. The addiction centre promised under NDNA has not been delivered. Funding has been stripped from the Northland Centre, and the Minister of Health has yet to meet that organisation. Football clubs across the North West have been strung along for years with the promise of funding under the Northern Ireland Football Fund. They've been handed a grand sum of £0. But sure, the North West is thriving. Homelessness in Derry has doubled in the past decade. We're the housing crisis hotspot, with £6.5 million being spent on temporary accommodation last year, but we're thriving. My constituency has the highest unemployment rate, the highest claimant count, highest household overcrowding. Derry City and Strabane ranked 357th out of 359 UK council regions for quality life. How then is it that we are thriving? The First Minister seems to think if he says something often enough, it will become reality. That's not the fact. We are far from thriving, but we will continue to work, we'll continue to fight, and we will continue to overcome.